This is Joe Burns.
And Chad P.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Rock School Podcast.
We think you'll learn something.
Now remember, if you want to hear the show with all the music in place, go to KSLU.org and stream the show live, Thursdays at 5.
And Sundays at 4.
It's a new show every week.
Now enjoy this week's Rock School Radio Show.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school, Rock School, with your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns and Chad P.
It's 6 minutes and 37 seconds long. That means approximately 1 minute and 8 seconds per million dollars.
Dude, I could retire in about 53 seconds.
Not bad, eh?
Class is in.
You know, I tripped coming down the stairs on the way to the studio, so I have a small injury. I may be out for the remainder of the season.
Oh, Lord. All right, Joe Hill. Good job.
Hurt myself.
Why didn't you take the elevator?
I don't have a key.
Your faculty. It's a faculty elevator, which means you don't have a key. I have a key.
Well, I have to come and get your key. You're far more important than me. I am Joe Burns, a faculty member in the Department of Communication here at Southeastern Louisiana University. What's your name?
Chad P.
There you go.
And I'm staff.
I'm staff. And we're going to do a radio show for you here on the Rock School Radio Network. Okay. I was looking at the list of most expensive records ever purchased, as in how much people have paid.
Yeah.
And I really wanted to see only what people have paid because it drives me crazy. And I'm a record collector.
Yeah.
I collect rock memorabilia, records, and other things.
Mm-hmm.
And it drives me crazy when people who are collectors say, this baseball card, if I wanted to sell this, I could sell it for $55. And
then
I always say, yeah, go ahead, do it. No! Then it's worth nothing. That's my thinking. My mom used to collect those Bradford plates. Do you remember those? It was the plates with the pretty pictures on the front. This entire set's worth $1,000. Well, then sell it.
Sell it.
No, I won't. Then it's worth nothing. Let's have dinner on it. If you eat on it, you'll die.
Oh,
what?
Lord.
Lead paint. Well, then let's not eat on it. So instead of what records are like worth if we sold them, I wanted to see what people actually paid for them.
I have an issue, not to cut you off, have an issue, though, with the people, like you say, that go in and mark a value on something. Says who?
Well,
that's your opinion.
That's right. It's only what somebody has actually paid.
Yeah, there you go.
But then I ran into another website called mostexpensive.net. Now, put a hyphen between most and expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Most-expensive.net. And it was the most expensive everything
just
in
stuff?
The world.
Just like anything?
Oh, yeah. Most expensive iPod in the world. Most expensive harmonica in the world. Most expensive what have you. And I grabbed all kinds of stuff, like the most expensive piano in the world, ever. The most expensive piano belonged to the Beatles' John Lennon and was auctioned off to George Michael in 2000. $2.1 million.
For a piano?
That's the most expensive piano
in the
world.
That's about...
Lots of money.
That's about $12,000 per key.
Yeah, something like that. So, what I have today is basically the most expensive of everything.
Cool. My Birkenstock slippers should be on there.
Okay, we'll talk about your Birkenstock slippers. Let's start with the most expensive records, though.
All right.
Here are the top 10, and we'll play number 9, and we'll just keep going. Number 10, the Five Sharps' Stormy Weather came out on Jubilee Records. Somebody paid $25,000 for one copy of it.
Oh, wow.
And the one we're going to play, number 9, Elvis Presley on RCA Victor, Stay Away Joe. It was a single-sided promotional album just sent out to promote. That's it. They only burned it on one side, and only one copy was known to exist.
Wow.
Came from Elvis Presley's personal collection, and somebody paid $25,000 for it.
You paid $25,000 for that?
Not me. Someone else. Stay away, Joe. It's Elvis. Rock School.
Jump down. town, spin around.
Stay away, Joe. It's Elvis Presley on Rock School.
Very good cut. I'm going to add that to my playlist.
Stay away, Joe.
Yeah, man.
I got my name in it.
You know, it seems that the price goes up when you use the term that you used a while ago before we started it.
What's that?
There's only X number of
guarantee
them
it.
In existence.
Guarantee it.
Because then somebody's got to have their hands on it.
Oh, sure. John Lennon and Yoko Ono's wedding album comes in at number 8. It's a USA Capitol LP acetate with handwritten sleeve notes. See? It's not the album per se. It's the cut acetate of it. Somebody paid $25,500 for it. The number 7 most expensive record ever sold, Velvet Underground and Nico. Again, the U.S. album acetate in plain sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
So again, not the actual album, but it was just the acetate that was used to cut the other ones.
Right.
$40,000. They actually proclaimed that $40,000 was the final bid, and the bids were fake up to that point in time. They had to take earlier bids, so it's a question, was the final price $40,000 or was the final price $25,200? But it has here listed that the final price was $40,000, so apparently they had somebody come in and actually purchase it.
Do you ever wonder if, like, the things that we have will become famous artifacts, you know, worth a lot of money? Like, what if you and I become world-renowned disc jockeys for Rock School? And
I wouldn't be teaching.
And that tie you're wearing right there could become, you know, a $5,000 tie.
It would. Can you imagine somebody? How much would somebody pay? George Harrison got his hair cut 2 days before he died.
Mm-hmm.
How much would somebody pay? The clippings that came off of our hair?
The locks? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, off of George Harrison? They'd pay gajillions of dollars.
I'd sell my hair gel.
Yeah. Most expensive concert tickets ever. Led Zeppelin. It seems that of all the tickets that were auctioned off to the Ahmet Ertegun tribute concert at the O2 Arena, December 10th, 2007, all money went to charity. Children in Need was the charity, a Brazilian trust. Led Zeppelin tickets were auctioned off. One pair went for £83,000 or the equivalent of $164,929.
Are you serious?
For two tickets.
Are you serious?
That is the most expensive pair of concert tickets ever.
If I pay that much for a pair of concert tickets, they better let me sit in on a song and play the drums. Yeah.
Obviously, Bonham wasn't there. His son sat in.
Jason.
Here you go. It is Led Zeppelin, Immigrant Song, Rock School.
Yeah, move over, Jason. I'm playing Fools in the Rain.
You think so?
I paid a lot of money for those tickets.
I think they had nice seats. They might even have met the band, but
indeed.
It was probably up there.
Wow, that's a lot.
Most expensive concert tickets, obviously Led Zeppelin. In just a minute, I'm going to tell you the most expensive musical performance. We talked in an earlier show about the concept of being able to hire a band to come in and play a private concert.
Right.
Well, where do you hear this number?
Oh, boy.
But first, the most expensive album to make, not to purchase, but a band having spent an amount of money.
Let me take a crack at it.
Shoot.
I'm going to say Chinese Democracy, Guns N' Roses, because it took so long.
Right. It was in the top five. The problem is, in terms of straight dollars, it was more than the one that has the top spot.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to adjust for inflation.
Oh.
You have to adjust for the amount of money.
Right. And that was how many years?
Well, 75 is when the album came out.
Mm-hmm.
The most expensive album, according to this site, was 1975's Queen, A Night at the Opera.
Really?
The amount of time and the amount of money that was put into Queen's Night at the Opera defeated the amount of money that was put into Chinese Democracy because they state once you deal with inflation and such. But
I gotcha.
And the thing about it is, A Night at the Opera probably made its money back, whereas Chinese Democracy,
not right so much.
Down, yeah, no, probably didn't do it. Okay, most expensive musical performance. You probably don't know this, or maybe you do. You can purchase professional musicians to come in and play. Many people will do this. I know it's something like $450,000 to get Billy Joel to play for your private affair.
That's it?
Yeah. What do you mean that's it? That's almost $500,000.
Well, your daughter is having a birthday party. I figured that.
Yeah, this coming Saturday?
Yeah.
Yeah, we spent $20 and rented the pool. All right. Celine Dion charged $6.5 million for a private performance, and she does two of them a year. Okay? That's not it.
That's not it.
No, that's not it.
Oh.
The Rolling Stones charged Texas investor David Bonderman $7 million.
For what?
To play an hour-long set
at his
60th birthday in 2002.
$7 million.
That's not it.
For 60 minutes.
Right. That's not it.
It's $1 million for 10 minutes.
That's not it. The record, though, belongs to the Eagles. Now, it's less than the amount of money than the Stones charged.
Mm-hmm.
So it's up to you. Is it the amount of money or the amount of money opposed to the time? Remember, the Stones, $7 million for 60 minutes.
Yeah.
The Eagles have the record, though, because they performed one song.
One song.
One song. Hotel California at a private party in New York. $6 million.
For one song.
It didn't say who it was for. However, the Eagles released, you know, their financial records.
Right.
$6 million to perform a single song, making that performance the world's most expensive private musical performance. Hotel California is the song they performed, and
it's,
I'm looking at it over here.
6 minutes
it's
long.
6 minutes and 37 seconds long. That means approximately 1 minute and 8 seconds per $1 million.
Dude, I could retire in about 53 seconds.
Not bad, eh? And this is what it sounds like, so set your watches. By about the time they hit the guitar solo,
yeah,
they've made $3 million. Eagles, Hotel California, Rock School. That last 6 minutes
That's
was
insane.
Brought to you by $6 million.
That's absolutely insane.
Yeah, how about that?
All right, so the first 6 minutes of the party went well. What did they do for the other 2 hours and 54 minutes?
They had a DJ.
Can you imagine if Don Henley and the DJ were taking a break? I mean, like, what are you guys getting for this?
Oh, I'm getting about $1,400 and a trip through the salad bar. Oh, we're getting $6
million. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah?
You collect stuff.
I do.
What's the most expensive things in your collection?
Record-wise, it's I have an original pressing, a 78 pressing on Vocalion of Robert Johnson's I Believe I'll Dust My Broom, backed with Red Hot.
Mm-hmm.
That's my most expensive record. I spent just over $1,800 for it and have been offered $5,000 for it.
Wow.
As far as I know, there's only 32 of them in existence, and 16 of them are owned by the Smithsonian.
But you've got a lot of things in your collection that was given to you because you worked
in
radio.
Oh, I was in radio. Yeah, a lot of them are replaceable.
You've got the original Woodstock poster.
I have an original Woodstock poster, and it's not an original poster. It's a poster that's made off of the original silk screens.
That's what I meant.
I have original tickets.
Mm-hmm.
To Woodstock. And you can tell an original Woodstock poster because of the lineup of the band.
Joan Baez.
Right, it's got to be first.
At the top.
The other thing that I have that's rather expensive that I have no idea what it actually is worth because I didn't pay what it's worth.
Uh-huh.
I have an original poster that was torn off the wall.
Uh-huh.
It was a guy in Cleveland passed away, and I was able to buy it at his estate sale. I have an original poster to the Alan Freed Moondog Coronation Ball.
Oh, yeah.
And I've offered it to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but it has to be displayed with my name next to it, and they weren't interested.
Hmm.
They have them. There's no need to have them.
Maybe I'm just not as much of an enthusiast as I think I am, but I'm a big fan of MMA, particularly the UFC.
Well, that stuff's so brand new, it's collectible only to people who are interested. Give it 10 or 15 years.
But I'm not going to pay $500 for a replica of the championship belt.
You don't have to.
I'm not going to.
That stuff's so mass-produced, it's not going to be worth any money. Find things that existed in the ring. Find a mouthpiece. Find something that was part of it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and that's the stuff that's going to be worth thing. Stuff that doesn't have mass production. Like people that buy the Harry Potter wands that they're putting out now, they think, oh, this is going to have some value. No, it's not. It's mass produced by 11 jillion.
Right.
You know, oh, it's a limited number of 10,000. App. Really, it's not going to be worth anything.
I got you.
Hello, KLSU. Thanks for running the radio show.
Hello, KSCL in Shreveport, Louisiana. A lot of authentic items over there.
That's true. And of course, if you'd like to be our friends on Facebook, search Rock School Radio Show and sign up. Back with more stuff that costs a lot of money in just a minute. Rock School. This is Rock School as we talk about the most expensive stuff ever. The most expensive music video ever. Now, this one's kind of in dispute.
Thriller.
But.
Gotta be Thriller.
Not even close.
What?
Puff Daddy, featuring the Notorious B.I.G. and Busta Rhymes, Victory, cost $2.7 million. Madonna's Bedtime Story, $5 million. Madonna's Die Another Day, $6 million. Michael Jackson featuring Janet Jackson, Scream, $7 million. However.
There's a however.
Are you familiar with the group 30 Seconds to Mars?
Oh, yeah. Jared Leto's band.
You got it. Their song From Yesterday, that has a video they proclaim cost $13 million to make.
That's ridiculous.
Here's the story. The first American video to ever be shot entirely in the People's Republic of China. Ta-da! This music video, 30 Seconds to Mars, put the People's Republic of China in the background, whereas somebody plays a child emperor. The video features 300 extras and was directed by Bartholomew Cubbins, which is actually the front man, Jared Leto. However, people say the $13 million figure is disputed because in China, it didn't cost that much. However, what they're stating is if you had done it in America, it would have cost $13 million.
Oh, that's debatable.
Well, that's the thing.
Mm-mm.
Is it? Is it not? According to this place that I went, mostexpensive.net, they are claiming 30 Seconds to Mars From Yesterday as the most expensive music video ever.
That's something that Jared Leto's PR person put out there for people like us to talk about.
Yep.
Apparently it worked.
And it get him a play. Here you go. From Yesterday. Rock School.
He's a stranger to some and a vision to none. He can never get enough. Get enough for the one. For a fortune he quit, but it's hard to admit how it ends and begins. All his face is a map of the world.
There's 30 Seconds to Mars and the $13 million video.
Oh, Jared Leto's full of it. I'll go on record right there.
Yeah, maybe, but it made for a good story.
It is a good story.
It is. Would you like a guitar pick?
No.
Guitar picks. How about the most expensive guitar pick in the world?
See, that's crazy because guitar picks break.
They do. That's why I play with Jimmy Dunlap's.
Oh, yeah. Those are made out of solid gold.
Oh, no, but they don't break very easily. I play with Jimmy Dunlap 72s. The most expensive guitar pick ever, they are $4,675 each.
Mm-mm.
They are made of Gibeon meteorites, which were discovered in 1836 in Nambia, Africa.
You're only buying those to show them off.
Yes, of course you are.
You can't tell me that you get a better sound because your guitar pick is made of gambient, mercury, ironhide,
you whatever. Don't. But it's to show off. I have all the money in the world. Mm-hmm. Here you go. Mm-hmm. If your guitar pick costs more than your guitar, feh. You know, most people that play with their hands actually sound better.
See, to me, that's just unnecessary. If you've got a lot of money and you want to show it off, write a check.
Yeah, give it to somebody good.
Put a figure on it.
Give it to me. Welcome to the bottom of the hour. I'm Joe Burns.
Chad P.
Let's do 7 days and 70 seconds. Right after we're done with this, I'm going to make Chad happy and tell him the most expensive drum kit in
the
world.
Yay.
These are the dates, August 23rd through August 29th, Monday through Sunday. Chad's got Monday. Do it.
August 23rd in 1980, the AC/DC band released their Back in Black album, and they had a new lead guy on there, and his name was Brian Johnson. That album has gone on to be the second best-selling album of all time in the world.
I don't think it's second. second. I think it's third. Thriller is first. Greatest Hits of the Eagles is second.
This says second.
I know, but I think that's wrong. I think it would be third.
Are you serious? You're disputing the calendar notes now?
Tuesday, August 24, 20 years ago, a judge in Reno, Nevada acquits the members of rock band Judas Priest on the charges that their music and backmasking and subliminal blah, 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 was responsible for the suicide deaths of two young listeners.
I don't think it was Reno. I think it was another area of Nevada.
No, it was Reno.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
1970, August 25th, Sir Elton John makes his U.S. performance debut at the Troubadour Club in Los Angeles.
Nice. Thursday, August 26th, Jimi Hendrix Electric Ladyland Studios in Greenwich Village, New York opens.
I hate doing the ones about death, and this one really hits home. August 27th in 1990, Stevie Ray Vaughan is killed in a helicopter crash. He was 35 years old. I have his Legacy Edition CD in my car right now.
Excellent. 5 years ago, Saturday, August 28th, almost 25 years ago, the band Oingo Boingo disbands, and on Sunday, August 29th, Sir Elton John, 20 years ago in 1990, checks into rehab in Chicago, Illinois, to deal with eating, drug, and alcohol problems. Boy, hit them all there. All right, what is the most expensive drum kit ever? It is a custom-made 1968 Premier kit. Owned by Keith Moon at one point in time.
Wow.
The kit luckily survived Moon himself and was auctioned off in 2004 at Christie's in London. In case you're wondering, it fetched $252,487.
And worth every red cent.
You bet. Join together with the band. It's The Who. This is Moon the Loon playing right here. Rock School. I got to get back to the original list, this original list of the top 10 most expensive records.
Oh, yeah. We just kind of gone off.
Walked away from that.
We probably got the most expensive roll of carpet.
No, not. It has to do with music.
Paid by P. Diddy.
Number six, Frank Wilson, Do I Love You. This is on, again, the list of top 10 most money paid for records. Yeah. Frank Wilson, Do I Love You. There's only two copies in the world. And apparently it paid $37,000 for one of them. Number five, Longcleave Reed and Little Harvey Hull. The song was called Original Stack of Lee Blues. Apparently $30,000 was paid to a guy named Joe Bussard to buy it. I've never heard of it. I don't know who these people are.
Hey, how much recognition do you think one needs? You know, say, like, there's only two of those Frank Wilsons in the world. Now,
yeah.
I don't know who Frank Wilson is. I imagine he's pretty well known. But how well known do you think one needs to be so that if there are only two of your pieces of work out there that people will pay top dollar? Like, right now, if you produced an instrumental guitar solo album and there were only two copies of it, it probably won't go for thousands
I don't think it has to do with fame at all. I think it has to do with whether the collectors consider it of interest.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I think. I think fame will help.
Yeah.
But if the collectors consider it of interest,
okay,
it'll happen.
Okay.
Number four, Bob Dylan, The Free Will and Bob Dylan. Now, that album's been pressed a whole lot. However, CBS made a mistake in 1963 and printed some featuring four deleted tracks.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And that one people won. And that one's gone for $35,000.
Those mistakes can really make you a lot of money.
Now, what is the most expensive box set?
Box,
you know, you can
set.
Spend, you know, all the CDs and all
right.
of that. You would think it'd be from a major rock group.
Yeah.
Right? Pixies.
What?
The Pixies. The Minotaur box set, they call it. It's $753.
How many?
Okay,
how many
do you get?
How many discs?
Right? You get all of the band's albums, five of them.
Mm-hmm.
On top of that, they're on 24-karat gold-plated discs. You also get them all on vinyl,
mm-hmm.
in case you want vinyl. There's a 96-page fine art booklet that was painted by somebody. All of them are signed by all members of the Pixies,
mm-hmm.
literally signed. There's also a 52-page photo booklet. There's also a DVD and a Blu-ray with all of the albums on there, plus an unreleased 1990 1992 concert from London's Brighton Academy and all of the band's music videos inside of this big, giant Minotaur box set.
That you need a forklift, probably, to carry. I mean, that's a lot of stuff. To me, that's kind of justifiable. I mean, that's a lot of stuff you just named.
$753. Here you go. Here's the Pixies right here. Rock School. This is Rock School. We got to take a quick break here, but in case you're wondering, the most expensive tour ever undertaken is undertaken right now. Ooh. U2's 360 tour is going to cost, it's all an estimate, £61 million or over $100 million to
Until
produce.
I can see the actual receipts, then I'm not buying it.
Well, I think they're pretty good at figuring that out, because you wouldn't go on tour without knowing what the amount of money is. Okay, what is the thing that you've spent the most money for, collectible?
Well, again, I don't really collect things, but the most expensive item that I have are a pair of $180 slippers.
Slippers?
They're called Birkenstocks. They're German slippers. And they were worth every red cent I spent. You hear me?
Why?
You know why? Because I bought them in 1999, and I wore them last night.
So they're like 11 years old.
Yeah, and they're still as comfortable as ever. Man. My dad called me a nut.
An idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah, for buying them.
But.
And they still work.
They still work.
Fantastic.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Hello to Radio Universidad, Salamanca, Spain. Thanks for running the radio show.
Hello to WBSD in Burlington, Wisconsin. Hopefully you get Birkenstocks.
You bet. Get us on iTunes. We're open 24 hours on iTunes, and become our friend on Facebook.
Facebook.
Right. Rock. Rock School Radio Show, and you'll get us. Back in a minute. Rock School. Okay, back to the list of the most expensive or most money ever spent for a record. Number three, The Beatles, Yesterday and Today. This is the butcher sleeve. Have you never seen The Butcher Sleeve?
No.
Look it up on YouTube. The Butcher Sleeve is Yesterday and Today was originally released by the Beatles with them all wearing butcher smocks and covered in raw meat and decapitated plastic babies.
What?
You think I'm lying? Look it up.
Ew.
It came out in 1966. One person spent $40,000 for a mint First State stereo copy. So there you go.
Gross, dude.
And number two. This is a recording by the Quarrymen of That'll Be the Day, backed with In Spite of Danger. This is back when the Beatles were still the Quarrymen, still had some of the original people in it. It wasn't even the original four that we know right now. There's only one copy. Only one copy.
One.
And it's owned by Paul McCartney. It has never been offered for sale. I know I said I was only going to talk about what people have spent.
You said, then it's worth nothing.
Then it's worth nothing. The value it is insured at is $250,000.
Wow.
Would you like to hear it?
Sure.
It's actually been played and released as part of their box set. Here is the Quarrymen, That'll Be the Day, on Rock School.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye, yeah.
This is Rock Schools. We talk about the most expensive of everything. How about the most amount of money somebody has paid for handwritten lyrics at an auction? As in, the rock star wrote his lyrics down and then somebody got a hold of them. Just happened in June 18th of 2010. $1.2 million was paid for John Lennon's handwritten lyrics for A Day in the Life.
Well, who had those and who sold them?
I would assume that it was part of the Beatles Trust or it was inside of the collection of Yoko Ono because she's releasing his art.
Yeah.
And releasing things of his to be sold.
Why? She hard up for money?
I don't think so. I just think she wants it out there. Huh. I think she wants it out there.
Okay.
The most expensive guitar. Blackie used to hold the top slot. Yeah. Eric Clapton's favorite Stratocaster.
Yeah.
It was sold for $950,000. Not anymore. Apparently, in 2005, November 16th, there was a tsunami charity in Qatar. and it was called Reach Out to Asia, and a single guitar sold for $2.7 million.
And how many signatures does it have on
Tons. Uh-huh. And it's everybody. Jagger, Richards, Clapton, May, Page. I could go on and on. Ronnie Wood, Tony Iommi, Malcolm Young, Angus Young, mm-hmm. Paul McCartney, blah-de-de-blah-de-de-blah-de-blah-de-blah.
Right, who's who?
Yeah, everybody. And, of course, this guy, Brian Adams, was on there as well. He had something to do with actually putting together the Reach Out to Asia. So here you go. Here's Brian Adams, $2.7 million. It was a Stratocaster, in case you're wondering. It's Only Love. Rock School. Okay, last break on Rock School, and all we have time for is the number one slot on the top 10 most expensive records, the top 10 amount of money paid for an actual record.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, yes, it's the most amount of money, but it's got a rather dark history behind it. This record was sold in 2003 for $525,000.
Yeah, we're talking about a piece of vinyl, right?
A piece of vinyl, an actual record.
Half
Geffen U.S. album. It was printed in 1980. It is the John Lennon and Yoko Ono album Double Fantasy. But it is specifically the album that was autographed by John Lennon for Mark David Chapman 5 hours before Mark David Chapman shot him 5 times.
Justifiable price, I say.
It is specifically that album.
Now, see, that to me, you can put any amount of money on there because that is, like you say, it's dark, but that is a significant story, yep. And it's pretty cool.
Yeah, and somebody has it. Who has it? I don't know. From Double Fantasy, I'm Losing You, and that wraps us up. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
Class is dismissed.